Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Tucked into isolated pockets of the Uinta Basin's arid wildlands is the best little plant you've never heard of. Known to exist only in Duchesne and Uinta counties, shrubby reed mustard seems to occupy only the semi-barren islands of white shale in the areas of the Green River Formation's Evacuation Creek region. The endangered plant features thick, almost succulent blue-green leaves and small yellow flowers. The habitat of shrubby reed mustard is visually striking, says USU alum Matt Lewis, a botanist with the Bureau of Land Management in Vernal, Utah. It grows in very shallow, fine-textured soils and shale fragments that form narrow bands in the desert shrub community. Among the first plants to flower in spring, the perennial herb is visited by a large number of insects, including many native bee species that forage for pollen. Scientists believe these bees may be critical in the plant's reproduction and survival. Lewis says the plant, also known as toadflax cress and Uinta Basin waxfruit, offers an understated beauty to the stark landscape. With a shrub-like form and multiple stems, shrubby reed mustard grows to about 20 centimeters in height. Its leaves, which feel almost like leather, change to a bright purple in the fall. The plant is also enticingly fragrant. Lewis says, "Its scent reminds me of roses mixed with apples and pears." Despite its fragile status, shrubby reed mustard is a long-lived plant. A USU ecologist says many individual plants may be 100 years old. The elusive species has outlived scientists' attempts to classify it and has undergone several taxonomic changes. It currently boasts the scientific name Hesperidanthus suffrutescens, placing it solidly in the mustard family. Lewis knows of no history of shrubby reed mustard as a culinary or medicinal herb, though documented reports of such uses for mustard plants date back to ancient times. The plant appears to provide welcome forage for some four-legged creatures, he says, as he recently witnessed plants that had been grazed completely and ripped from the ground. Whether that was due to livestock or native ungulates, I'm not sure. Special thanks to Matt Lewis, botanist, Bureau of Land Management, Vernal, Utah. This episode of Wild About Utah was written by Maryam Mofoletto of the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.